Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Muser moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Echeverrin and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp takes first base on ball four. Don Hood now pitching. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball four. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to home to get Dent. Kelly moves to third. Muser moves to second. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Muser scores. May moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Horta reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Dent goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Wayne Garland now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing second base. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball towards center. Blair catches it and throws to third to double up Henderson. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger is 0 for 1 in the game. Belunger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. There goes Powell trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Hermann, who tags Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baker pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing second base. Enos Cabell now playing third base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Muser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fuller. Muser reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Sharp moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.